alcohol, mercurochrome.
Did you keep any kind of
iodine? Yeah.
And what are you pills that people used to keep for fever?
Aspirin.
This is the tonic in gin and tonic. Do you know what the tonic water is?
Soda?
Well, it's they used to get it for malaria.
I don't know what it is.
You ever heard of quick?
Quinine?
And if somebody was shot and he didn't recover, then you say he...
And he didn't recover, you mean he died?
Is there any other way of saying that? Like despair, somebody's feeling or anything?
He didn't make it.
And what about if, you know, just to mean directly he died? But...
What do you mean?
Well, you know, you say she's been living alone ever since her husband
passed away.
Would you ever use something like that?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Passed on.
Which would you use when? Would you use it at different times?
If I was talking to someone, if I was talking to a widow, I might say when your husband passed away. I might not use died, but I'd probably use died.
Is that...
Or not, well, I could use not living too.
And what about if somebody, you know, finally did that, everybody was sort of glad to see good. Nobody liked very much. What would you say? You said that old skin, but finally...
There's lots of different things I could say. Passed away.
Would you use passed away then? Somebody that you were sort of glad to see again?
I don't know.
Would you ever use the word like valley? Kick?
Kicked off? Yeah.
Kick the bucket or anything like that?
Probably kicked off.
And, what about if, you know, if somebody did that, but he was well and young and everything, so, well, I don't know what he died.
Died from?
And what's the place where people get buried?
In a cemetery.
Well, if would you call it anything different, like if it was a small or
a graveyard?
Which is a graveyard.
To me, they're both the same.
Well, if there's one
I think of a cemetery is bigger.
Well, like next to a church, what do they have?
A cemetery.
And out in the country on a farm, they might have a...
A graveyard.
Any other names?
No.
What's the box people get buried in? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Casket.
Would you call those the ones that were shaped different, you know, that were sort of wide at the shoulders and tapered down to the ankles? Did you call those anything different?
No.
You ever heard any other names for casket?
Not that I can think of.
And, well, if somebody was an important man, you'd say everybody turned out for his...
Funeral.
And, was that the ceremony at the cemetery, or...?
No, that's both. To me, the church ceremony and then the graveside ceremony.
Do you separate this? Do you call the church and the graveside
ceremony? No. Uh-uh.
And what do you call the people that are dressed in black?
Pallbearers.
Well, and the family?
The mourning. The people dressed in black would be in mourning.
And what about if anything else that, you know, somebody got like really worked up over their death and were faint and crying and screaming? Would you say...
They were hysterical.
And if somebody meets you, like, on the streets and says, well, how are you today? You know, you're feeling better. Would you say, oh,
I'm fine.
And if somebody says to you, you know, oh, I'm so worried about something, you know, you say, oh, it'll come out all right, so just don't...
Don't worry about it.